Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music.
WTBR.
Let's kick it off with something Kenny Rogers did back in 1982.
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart, make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees, make him start giving. Living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where. You don't have the time, so you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Oh man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Left me alone, 'cause I was almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree, where I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. It just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home. I said, "Oh man, you're gonna freeze to death. Let me drive you to the mission." He said, "Boy, if you left me alone, right now I'd be fishing. Just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone, 'cause I was almost home. Man, I wish you just left me alone, I was almost home."
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music, and I'm all set to play some of the best classic country music artists and songs over the last, well, a lot of years. You may remember them, or they may be new to your ear, but they're all going to be good. Also coming up about halfway through this hour, a comedy break designed to put a smile on your face, and we all need that. And if that's not enough, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation in the second half of this show will highlight some of the early ladies of country music. You know, the gals who laid the groundwork for many, many others. I just played a song from Craig Morgan, which was the story about a homeless man and his dreams of his younger years. The song is called Almost Home from 2002 when it hit number 6. It was one of 15 hit records that he would have on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart starting in 2000. The Tennessee singer-songwriter served in the U.S. Army, and because of that, he's done a lot of performances at military bases on USO tours, both here in the States and abroad. Morgan was actually on active duty in the U.S. Army for 9 years as a member of the 101st and 82nd Airborne Divisions. I opened the set with a very familiar song from Kenny Rogers and his 1982 number one hit, Love Will Turn You Around. The song was also included in the 1982 movie Six Pack, starring Kenny Rogers. The film had a NASCAR theme and was filmed at several international speedways around the country. The song was also a hit record on the pop charts as well.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
How about a couple of songs about states? I have two here, one about Georgia, the other about Oklahoma. So let's kick it off with some Oklahoma swing.
There's a redhead from my hometown that loves to let her hair down. She tears my heart out when she starts to sing. Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away.
Georgia sunshine.
around from town to town. Ain't many places I ain't gone, but the road I see that keeps calling to me is the road that takes this Georgia boy back home. Oh, how I miss that Georgia sunshine. Oh, how I wish that I was there to wake up every morning to the smell of them Georgia pines, and peach blossoms blooming everywhere. My restless young heart took me wandering far from that old hometown of mine. But oh, how I've longed every minute that I've been gone to get myself back home to that Georgia sunshine.
There's a couple of songs about some of our favorite states. That was Jerry Reed and something he did back in 1970 called Georgia Sunshine. The song landed at number 16 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back then. It was the story of a guy who misses that Georgia sunshine and wants to go home. I opened the set with Vince Gill and Reba McEntire with their number 13 hit record from 1990 called Oklahoma Swing. The song has that old-style western swing feel to it, and I think it's one of the best duets I've heard. Both songs I just played are a good example of how some really good country songs don't have to be number one hits.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Time now for something special here on Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys!
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Oh, letters, I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy!
Mailman, mail today.
You know, I don't actually get letters, you know, via snail mail. Everything arrives by Facebook, and I got a Facebook message here the other day from a gal by the name of Jennifer Knight, who lives in Old Saybrook, Connecticut, and she wanted to know just how many country radio stations I've worked at. Well, I had to think about that for a moment. I don't know, two or three? Let's see. There was KWIK-AM in Pocatello, Idaho. Eastern Idaho, to be exact. I think they called themselves Quick Country. Then there was WMGR-AM in Bainbridge, Georgia, with a big signal that also got into the Dothan, Alabama area and into the panhandle of Florida. I also worked at Rock and Oldies radio stations as well. Hey, it's a living. There you go, Jennifer. Happy to help out.
Another letter from our listeners today.
WTBR.
Music.
Here's a song I used to play while I worked at WMGR-AM in Bainbridge, Georgia. Here's John Anderson and something from 1985.
Tokyo, Oklahoma is on the line. Is this Hiroshima 79805? I've a person-to-person for me, Sulim Fu. This is Tulsa, Oklahoma, ma'am, is that you? Have your party waiting, sir, the operator said. Tokyo's on the line in Tulsa, go ahead. I started to smile when she said to me, this is Sulim Fu, who is calling, please? This is Toksan Ichiban, Sulim Fu. Your number one cowboy's missing you. Tokyo, Oklahoma is lonely tonight. Pretty geisha girl, you are on my mind. Hanging over Tulsa sky. Tokyo, Oklahoma is lonely tonight. Oh, well, we talked and we talked on into the night. I was on the early morning western red-eye flight. Due to turbulent weather, we were way over time. When we taxied into Tokyo's Terminal D9, I stepped off of Pan Am's Flight 22. I kept a looking, but I couldn't find Su Ling Foo. I was headed for the lounge, the Aeropony 2, when an oriental angel stepped from the ladies' room. She wrapped her arms around me and she started to smile. When I said, pretty geisha girl, would you be my bride? She said, Toxon Itchy Bug Su Ling Foo, the honorable number one wife to you. Tokyo, Oklahoma is smiling tonight. Smell the cherry blossoms, hear the wedding bells chime. Soon we'll be living on Tulsa time. Tokyo, Oklahoma is smiling tonight. That's right.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Did it seem, I wonder, this time did it feel like thunder, baby? Well, whose bed have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely, don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about love. Senior, I'm with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one that you? Well, whose bed have your boots been under? I heard you've been sneaking around with Jill. And what about that weekend with Beverly Hills? And I've seen you walking with long legs for weeks. And you were just talking last night with Denise. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one that you've been missing, baby? Well, whose bed have your boots been under?
Yeah.
Now, there's a question I would not like to be asked. That's Shania Twain and her number 11 hit from 1995. Whose bed have your boots been under? It was the first single from her second studio album, The Woman in Me. Now, if you remember back then, everything was going from real records, you know, vinyl, to CDs or compact discs. Well, that single turned out to be her very first gold record. I opened the set with something John Anderson did back in 1985, Tokyo, Oklahoma. The song is about a guy from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who is in love with a gal in Japan. Not your typical country song for sure. And it wasn't a big hit for him, only reaching number 30 on the country charts.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you have to go.
There's a classic country hit record for you. He'll Have to Go from Jim Reeves from 1959. Now, back then, He'll Have to Go landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart. But there's more. It stayed at number one for 14 weeks. Wow. And the song was so popular, it stayed on the record charts and our radios for 34 weeks. That has to be some sort of record. 34 weeks.
Wow.
Woo-hoo. Hard to believe that the first half of this edition of Sweet Country Music is over, but there's another half hour left. And coming up next is our Sweet Country Music comedy break featuring a Tennessee comedian by the name of Trey Crowder. You may have heard of him, and he'll be talking about his Tennessee accent. Also coming up after the break, I'll be featuring the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to play two of the early ladies of country music who literally had to fight to get their songs on radio. So stick around. It's going to be fun.
Sweet Country Music.
Laugh track.
I have found, though, that my accent has a very real effect on people in Southern California. It normally has one of two effects. The first is abject terror, so that's fun. Like my neighbors in Burbank, for example, pretty sure they don't know exactly what to make of me yelling cuss words at the IKEA playset I'm trying to put together on a Monday afternoon. They're over there looking through the blinds just like, I don't know what's going on over there, but it sounds like a hate crime. But the second effect it has on people, and this one's weird to me, is skepticism. People don't buy it a lot. They don't think this is how I really talk. They don't believe it's my real accent. And that's wild to me, because first of all, who would fake this accent specifically? But I get it all the time, man. I do other people's shows. I go up to the guy running the thing, introduce myself. Hey, man, I'm Trey. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. And the guy says something like, are you going to talk like that all night? What are you, like a method comedian or something? You're just always in character? I don't get it, because I genuinely believe this is the only genuine accent that would ever get that reaction from somebody, especially out there, because people come from all over the world to live in LA. And I just think if I was Irish and I went up to the same dude at the same show, like, hey, I'm Trey, thanks for having me, it's great to be here, I don't think the guy would be like, whoa, pump the brakes, Lucky Charms. Holy shit.
Music. Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation, and this time I'll be playing songs from a couple of women who had hit records in the 1950s and early 1960s. They literally laid the groundwork for women performers for years to come. Of course, women have been performing country music right from the beginning, but they always had to work harder than their male counterparts to get their records played on radio. So, here we go. Let me kick off this feature presentation with Kitty Wells.
Sweet country music. Somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making somebody's love, you'll never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making
once we were so happy, you were my very own. Then you bought that guitar and ruined our happy home. You told me that you're gonna pick, you're gonna be a star. Well, I'm tired of playing second fiddle. fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You said it wouldn't be long till you'd be number one, that we'd have lots of money and we'd have lots of fun. Well, all you've done is pick and grin and sing off key so far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, to an old guitar. I've talked and preached and fought with you and tried most everything. If you keep a picking that old guitar, then I'm a gonna sing.
A couple of pioneers of early country music. Two women who had to work very, very hard to have hit records in a sea of male performers. That was Jean Shepherd and her 1964 number 5 hit, Second Fiddle to an Old Guitar. Jean Shepherd has never gotten her true recognition for opening doors for women in country music, but back in 1964, she was doing pretty well. She began appearing on our radios in 1952 and racked up 45 hit singles. She even became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Jean Shepherd passed away in 2016 at the age of 82. I open the legendary ladies of country music with Kitty Wells and her number 2 hit from 1955, Make and Believe. Like Jean Shepherd, Kitty Wells also began appearing on our radios around 1952 and had 68 hit records on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart between 1952 and 1979. Now here's a piece of music trivia. Kitty Wells was the first country music singer to release an album of her own. That was in 1956. Kitty Wells passed away in 2012 at the age of 92.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
She still answers whenever I call. Talk about work and the weather and all. And if I mention the past or maybe coming back home, it ain't long till I hear that old cold dial tone. I still got her number, but I can't reach her anymore. I can't reach out and touch her heart the way I did before. She don't have much to talk about since my feet did the walking out. If she could only see them walk the floor. I still got her number, but I can't reach her anymore. Says her job is hectic, but it's beautiful outside. She might call in sick tomorrow, just take a drive. I said I'd really love to see you, can I meet you somewhere? And then the conversation fades and long distance fills the air.
still got her number, but I can't reach her anymore. I can't reach out and touch her heart the way I did before. She don't have much to talk about since my feet did the walking out. If she could only see them walk the floor, I still got her number, but I can't reach her. I still got her number, but I can't reach her anymore. I can't reach out and touch her heart the way I did before. She don't have much to talk about since my feet did the walking out. If she could only see them walk the floor, I still got her number, but I can't reach her anymore.
Got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. Cause his boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got,
and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy, huh? That's Chris Lano and a duet he did with Garth Brooks back in 1992. What you gonna do with a cowboy? Chris Lano is really something. Besides being a top country music artist, he was also a professional rodeo champion, and he won a lot of rodeo awards in the 60s and 70s. Sadly, Chris Lano passed away in 2005 at the age of 56. I was set with Sammy Kershaw and his number three hit record from 1994, I Can't Reach Her Anymore. It was one of 31 hit singles the Tennessee singer-songwriter had between 1991 and 2006, and his songs continue to be heard on radio stations around the country. Well, like this one.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Twin Sin.
Walked out on me. I am so
sway to the music and held to each other. I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you close to me. As we moved together, I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner? For the rest of my life, could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night when we're together? For the rest of my life.
There's a sweet country music twin spin of two hit songs from Ann Murray. Now, that particular song has been played at more wedding receptions and anniversary parties than I can count. And I can say that because as a mobile DJ, I have played that song a lot. Could I Have This Dance? From 1980, from Ann Murray, was a huge hit. The song simply started out on the soundtrack of the 1980 movie Urban Cowboy. Then, it zoomed to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart, and then it became a must-play song for newlyweds and anniversary couples. I open the set with another Ann Murray hit song, Walk Right Back, from 1978. The number four hit for Ann Murray was actually a re-recording of a 1961 Everly Brothers hit of the same name. Now, like Kitty Wells and Jean Shepherd, the Canadian performer paved the way for many other Canadian women performers to achieve success in the music industry.
Sweet country music.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. All that is black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
Been beside a man, you don't know what he wants, you don't know if he cries at night, you don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares are real. Until you've been beside a man, don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want, some men never go home.
Now, there may be some of you who are asking, isn't that Bob Seger, the rock singer? Yes, but that was his number 15 country hit record called Shame on the Moon. I played that record because I had a call from the folks who run a radio station in Palatka, Florida, and they asked me if there were any country hit records by rock singer Bob Seger. Well, I looked it up in Joel Whitburn's Hot Country Songs book, and yep, he actually had two country hits. Shame on the Moon, that you just heard, was one of them, and the other one was called Wait for Me from 2006. I open the set with a song we're all familiar with, The Ballad of Jed Clampett, the theme song for the 1960s CBS sitcom Beverly Hillbillies. The song actually was a number one hit record for the bluegrass duo of Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs back in 1962 when the Beverly Hillbillies first hit the airwaves. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but I had a chance to play some really cool stuff, including two songs from two of the gals who really had to struggle to get their songs on radio back in the 50s and even the 60s, Kitty Wells and Gene Shepherd. Make and Believe from Kitty Wells and Second Fiddle from Gene Shepherd. Those girls really had to work hard to get their songs on radio. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sweet Country Music. It's a production of Nothing But Old 45s. I'm Larry Crockett. Take care.